Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs. Today I want to talk a little bit about the craze that's going on all over with New Moon, the new film in the Twilight series.
Well, that's Edward. He thinks you're dead.
What?
He's going to the Volturi. He wants to die too.
Now, people all over are lining up and camping out and doing whatever they can do to see this film, and I myself have been somewhat swept up in the Twilight mania as my wife has purchased advance tickets for us to see the movie this weekend. So I wanted to know, how do I best navigate through all this Twilight pandemonium? So I've called up Mark Jordan Legan. He's a television and film writer and a regular contributor to both NPR and Slate.com, and he's on the line from L.A. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Rob.
What's it like in L.A., which I guess is the epicenter, maybe, of New Moon hysteria?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because with it, you know, the movie business being right here, there's always this kind of cool attitude towards, you know, anything opening unless it's your studio's project. But there are still teenagers in Los Angeles, and in Westwood Village, I saw people lining up. And I have a teenage daughter. And because of her, I saw the first Twilight, and she's a fan, but not crazed.
So, okay. You've taught her well, maybe.
Yeah, she's been raised well. She's reasonable about it. She'll see it when she sees it.
I got it. So I am not camping out, fortunately. But like I said, my wife somehow, I don't know, she got into it. So we're going this weekend, and I'm a little nervous because it's been some time since I've had to go through a packed movie house and elbow my way in to find a good seat. And I'm wondering, what is the best way to make sure you have a good movie-going experience when you go into a packed house?
I got to tell you, I don't get this opening weekend thing. I could understand, like, when it's a rock concert and the band's only going to be there, you know, that weekend. I get it. You know, this movie is going to play, and all any of these big movies, they're going to play on thousands of screens for a long time if they make money, which, of course, these things will do. But there are tricks that you can do because, first of all, if you're in line
yes.
for one of these movies and they send the ushers and sometimes the managers up and down the line, it doesn't hurt to try and strike up a conversation with one of those guys. Because then if you're on a first-name basis with one of those guys and then they're starting to open the doors, you might make eye contact with that guy and remember that funny little New Moon limerick you taught him, and then, boom, he might open the other door for you. But, you know, this mad craze for the seats, you need to go to the middle as quickly as possible and do what you can to grab those seats in the middle because you do not want to be in the front, especially for New Moon. I know you, Rob. You'd be terrified of that CGI werewolf.
I know. It would be horrible. Well, hey, you know, I had to see some movies front row, and your neck is cramped, and your eyes are bugging out because you're like, oh,
no,
I'm too close.
It's horrible. You know, I mean, I've got, you know, aside from a teenage daughter, I have a younger kid, so sometimes we go to these children's movies that are opening, and you see these poor parents who take the young kid, it might be his first time, you know, like for Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and it's this kid's first experience in a movie theater, and he's in the front row watching 3D, you know, meatballs coming at him. I think the kid's damaged for life.
Now, you say try to get to the middle. Is that because it's easier to find a seat in the middle because people naturally want to sit on the ends?
No, you know, because I think you've seen this, too. I mean, when it's like the people start filling into the theater, they almost don't know what to do. Or it's like, you know, it's like people, it's like the bad drivers on the freeway who affect everyone else behind them. Sometimes people go down and they just kind of freeze and they see open seats, but they don't know what to do. I would literally go into an aisle and then start to go over the seats. You're pretty limber. You could do that.
Start seat hop. I like that. But I've also been in situations where, okay, maybe just by luck of the draw, you get there a little late, and there's a seat open here and a seat open there, and then you have to be in this weird position of asking someone to slide over. Can you ask?
Yes, and they,
can you ask
they
a full row to do?
Like it's a huge inconvenience, don't they?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know you, but, you know, I've been sitting here for a good 10 minutes, and my butt has warmed up this seat, and now you're going to ask me to move over? It's like, I'm so sorry.
I know. And, you know, it really is not that big of a deal. It makes all the sense in the world that, excuse me, all you have to do is move over and then I can sit with, you know, my mate, my friend, my life partner, whatever. And they usually will act like you're asking them to pick up an entire picnic they have on the ground in front of them and move. But you know what? You have to be civil yet forceful in those situations. Same with people who are talking during the movie. You just... You can only put up with so much. And I lived in New York for about, you know, 12 years, so I know all about people talking in the movies.
Do you do a shh? What about a shh? Is it okay to shush?
I think shush brings back either library or Catholic school memories for some people, and then they almost have, like, flashbacks, like war flashbacks. So I don't think shushing's good. You almost need to verbalize it, whether it's, could you please keep it down, or my friend here finds your talking very annoying. That usually works. So you could try that with your wife. Say, my wife here finds your talking very annoying.
I'm okay with it, but she's really having issues. I mean, the way you're talking, dude, wow. You don't want to see her when she's mad.
So she's very excited about New Moon, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now, I have a question, though. If I'm a little bit less excited... I know everyone's so big on turn off your cell phone and pagers. Like, anyone has a pager anymore, but whatever. Is it okay to be texting during a movie? I mean, that's a quiet activity.
No. I think that's rude. I don't think you should be texting. If you're there, you're there. And, you know, you're just going to have to behave yourself, and you know your wife is really going to appreciate you going to New Moon with her.
Well, that's my last question, is what do you think I can get out of this? I mean, do you think I can at least get a Terminator, you know, get her to sit through that or something like that to in reciprocation for my enduring New Moon here?
I would just try and see if she'll give you a back rub that's as long as the movie New Moon.
Okay, I like that. A back rub as long as the movie lasts. This is how long you'll be giving me a massage. Yeah. I like
and
that.
And that's including trailers and previews.
That's great advice. Thank you so much. Mark Jordan Ligon is a television and film writer and a regular contributor to both NPR and Slate.com. He joined us from Los Angeles. Thanks so much, Mark.
Good luck, Rob.
And if you have a movie-going experience you want to tell me about or are going to see New Moon yourself and want to let me know what you think of the film, tell me about it on the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page. You've been listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs.